is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman told reporters Wednesday Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured town, neighborhood, I should say, of Gagjali in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Samah streamed out of the area, some of them holding white flags. The United Nations Security Council is expressing concern about reports that Islamic State forces are removing civilians from their homes in Mosul and relocating them to places where they are being held and used as human shields. The Russian military, I should say the Russian Defense Ministry, said Wednesday that it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. He said rebels would be allowed to leave the city via 2 new corridors, one leading to the Turkish border and the other to the city of Idlib. Reuters reports the rebels are rejecting demands that they leave. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to the children who have been living at the Calais migrant camp. The UN Human Rights Commissioner said Wednesday the best interests of the children have been completely disregarded. He said hundreds of them have been subjected to inhumane living conditions and exposed to smugglers and traffickers. Amnesty International says the staff of its Moscow branch arrived at work Wednesday morning to find their offices sealed with a notice from officials warning people not to enter. The international rights group says the locks at the doors of the office in the Russian capital have been changed and that no explanation had been given to them as to why that was the case. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are accusing each other of being unfit for the U.S. presidency. At a campaign stop Wednesday in Florida, Trump said that Clinton's election would create an unprecedented and protracted constitutional crisis. Clinton is under investigation for her handling of national security materials during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State.
I'm asking you to dream big, to push for bold change, and to believe in a movement powered by the people and by their love for this great country.
Meanwhile, Clinton headed Wednesday to the western state of Arizona, where a growing Hispanic population opposed to Trump's immigration proposals is believed to give her at least a chance to win. Arizona has voted Republican in 15 of the last 16 presidential elections. Clinton also planned to campaign in Nevada. U.S. President Barack Obama says he believes the Republic is at risk if Donald Trump wins next week's election.
I've got Republican friends who don't think or act the way Donald Trump does. This is somebody who is uniquely unqualified. I ran against John McCain. I ran against Mitt Romney. I thought I'd be a better president. But I never thought that the Republic was at risk if they were elected.
Mr. Obama campaigned for Clinton in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Meanwhile, the latest Washington Post ABC News opinion poll shows the race deadlocked at 46% each. Top U.S. officials of the U.S. Bank voted to keep interest rates at the low level where they have been for nearly a year. The Federal Reserve said the job market continues to improve, household spending is up, but business investment is weak, and the rate of inflation remains below target. An analysis of satellite data suggests that no one was flying Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 when it plunged into the Indian Ocean in March of 2014. Australian investigators believe the plane likely flew on autopilot before running out of fuel and crashing into the ocean. Police in South Africa's capital fired rubber bullets Wednesday to disperse protesters they had gathered near President Jacob Zuma's office, demanding that he resign. The protest took place shortly before South Africa's anti-corruption group released a report on alleged corruption in the Zuma administration. Tens of thousands of supporters of an opposition party rallied in the Pakistani capital Wednesday to celebrate a court ruling that eventually could lead to the opening of a probe into corruption charges against Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and others. The allegations stem from leaked financial documents known as the Panama Papers. Sharif denies any wrongdoing. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.